The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So welcome back to our evening practice session. We'll begin with an encouragement talk from Senior Assistant Teacher Michael Herzog.
So, here we are, 24 hours in to Sesshin, deep into our practice, deep into our lives. Last night, David Roshi offered us some encouragement, and there were some particular words I'd like to recap or paraphrase that what he said. He said, you don't have to sit through all of Sesshin. You just have to sit through this breath and this breath and this breath. Of course, this breath, this moment, is all of Sesshin. Yes, I know you have some wonderful memories about a beautiful talks given today by David Roshi and Bob Sensei. And maybe you remember the wonderful sutra service, and maybe your body is tired and achy from sitting all day. Of course, these emotions, these memories, these feelings, all arising right here, right now. And of course, you're probably anticipating somewhat the end of Sesshin. Maybe you have to get back to work, to a job. Maybe there are people you have to thank for making it possible that you could come to Sesshin. Again, these thoughts, anticipations, emotions, feelings, everything arising in this moment. As Jing King, the great Zen master, said in our koan today, ordinary people are upside down, meaning they've got it backwards, always running off for something outside themselves, completely betraying this moment for another, for one in the future, or one in the past, or many other moments other than this one right here. And of course, we are ordinary people, just like the great Zen master Jing King. And just like Jing King, we are on the brink. We are on the edge, the razor's edge, as it's sometimes called. This moment, this eternal, boundless, infinite moment, this moment that is ephemeral, constantly changing, nothing to grab hold of, no place to stand. And so my encouragement for you tonight is stay on the brink. Stay here, right here, on the edge, with all your bodhisattva powers, as best you can. Right here in this infinite ever-changing reality, seeing it directly. So what does that look like? Well, it's Maria's wonderful, not so perfect oatmeal that she made for her husband. It's this beautiful tree, the decomposing that Eddie found in the forest. It's Reverend Paul's almost good, almost bad Zen student. This is not a trivial matter. This is how we save all beings. Meeting them directly here in this moment. All beings, sentient and insentient, all of reality arising up here in this moment, meeting it directly, meeting it with our open hearts. Of course, we are all beings too. Meeting ourselves as we arise, not grabbing hold of anything, not saying, this is it, I have it, this is what it looks like, this is who I am, this is enlightenment, this is Sesshin. Staying on that edge, on the brink. It is the great liberation to be here, now, in this Sesshin, with this breath, in this moment. Stay, stay, Bodhisattvas. Thank you.